one and done for these guys. Knickerbockers.
The Knickerbockers.
Out of Bergenfield, New Jersey.
Well, of course.
And there was a road, I guess, in the next town called Knickerbocker Road.
Oh.
That's where they took it. But the best compliment about this song, very Beatle-esque.
Well, hello. Didn't they plaster, like, the British flag all over their logos?
No, that was Buckingham's.
Oh, okay.
They did.
Yeah.
But the biggest compliment the Knickerbockers got came from John Lennon. First time he heard Lies, he said, I don't remember recording that. So,
good.
You know, when you've got John Lennon throwing you props like that, it really doesn't get much bigger than that in the 60s. 9:30 is the time, 1-866-823-1077. And one of the constants in the whole COVID-19 thing are the grocery stores.
Oh, I know.
And God bless them, man.
The heroes.
I mean, oh, man, the delivery people that are keeping stuff coming, the stockers that are keeping it on the shelves, is just one thing after another. And I wanted to get John Dume back on the phone with us. John knows everything there is to know about grocery in New Hampshire. Hey, John, how are you?
Hey, very well, thank you.
Good to have you back.
Thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, you know, you can't say enough about groceries, big ones, small ones. Everybody's trying to do their part, you know, every once in a while I hear somebody say, well, if you want to shut down COVID-19, you need to shut down the grocery stores. I'm like, seriously? if you think there was a zombie apocalypse run on the stores a few weeks ago, imagine what would it be then.
Exactly.
That would just be obscene.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's gaining, I don't think it's gaining much traction.
Well, I mean, the thing that we're always concerned about is the consumer reaction to anything that they hear about, and certainly how they handle themselves. And there needs to be some crowd control going into that, and that's why you see that a lot of the stores now, they're limiting some of the sensitive items for how much you can buy at one time of those. Number one, they're also starting to take the advice of not having as many people in the store. The governor even suggested that, and we have a recommendation that it's 50% of the fire code allowed number of people in the store at a time, just to give more spacing out between everybody, putting mm-hmm. one-way aisles and everything in the store. All those things are meant to, you know, give everyone an equal chance for everything going forward. But it's a challenge, and you have to understand that's human nature, that they're going to be a little concerned about it, and we understand that, but everyone needs to try and work with us through this whole crisis.
Well, I like the fact that many of the stores have separate hours for senior citizens.
Right.
I like that.
Well, it's important. I mean, they don't have an opportunity to move as fast and get into the stores as early as other consumers would be, who are trying to, you know, get the products they want.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're at a disadvantage, number one. Number two, they're also at most risk. The elderly are at most risk. So to have the store sanitized and cleaned overnight and opened up the next morning fully stocked and giving that first hour or so to the elderly is a real plus for them to get the minimum amount they need to have in a safe environment without a lot of other crowding around at the same time. So that's a real nice, sensitive thing that they're doing for the elderly at this point. And we hope everybody understands that and works with us to keep that going.
Yeah, and we know that your families are, you know, they're all cooped up at home too, but this is just not the time to take all of the kids to the grocery store.
No, you're absolutely right. It's one of those things that we see an awful lot of. We see them pushing baby carriages in the store.
Oh, I know.
Bringing in three or four kids, and they're at risk too, that young, to do that. Our recommendation is that only one person from the family goes to the store.
Mm-hmm.
They have a shopping list prepared ahead of time. They get into the store, they do their shopping, and they get out of the store as fast as they can. That's the safest way for that family to be protected from the virus.
I know.
But not to bring the whole family in.
And it's kind of tough right now, because I know we're all social creatures, and half the time you run into people you know in the grocery store, and you catch up, and you blah, blah.
Yep.
But this is not the time for that.
No, it's not. You're absolutely correct.
You know, we got to get your job done and get on out of there. And that leaves it not just safe for you, but safe for everybody else.
Absolutely correct. We need to be thinking about this for everybody, especially those line workers. And I appreciate what you said earlier about just thanking them for what they do. You know, these are our cashiers that are trying to have a job to support their families, and they're worried about their own health going into this. They're worried about what they can do to help the customers coming through have a safe environment to do that. They're constantly washing down the materials that they have, and it's all important that everybody understands this and tries to work together on it.
I know, and again, and these are people that are kind of on the front line.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, so we got to can you get have a little concern for them as well.
Right.
Now John John from the New Hampshire Grocers Association. The grocery stores, whether it's, you know, the mom and pop place or whether it's the bigger stores, they're the end of the supply chain. How's the supply chain holding up nationally? I mean, bread, milk, butter, cheese, pasta, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
I mean, is that still doing okay?
Yep. There's never been a problem with the supply chain from production, from farming to dairy, through the whole chain, through processing, manufacturing. They all have stocked up extra inventory. That's just the nature of what they do now, is that they do have a lot of inventory on hand. So every place along the line, they have that. And if their regular production is going, they can handle that. What they can handle is the hoarding.
Yeah, I know.
When something takes too much, then you have a real problem that's just disrupting the entire system. And that's why you see the empty shelves.
Well, and it's funny, and some of it comes from rumors, John. I mean, like, just in the last week, for some reason, eggs!
Yeah.
And fortunately, the grocery stores are like, okay, one or two, that's it. Just take it easy. But you kind of have to, it'd be great to have people self-police themselves, but you can see from carriages, not everybody's self-policing themselves.
Right. We're suggesting that all you need to do right now is to have about 1 week's worth of groceries. Go in once a week real quickly and come out, and there'll be enough for everybody. But unfortunately, when someone takes a month's worth of any item home with them at some point, then that's going to disadvantage some customer after them in line who won't be able to have that product.
Right.
Now, Pat, you and I were talking.
Yeah.
What did your daughter do? That's a classic example.
My daughter went to the grocery store.
A few weeks ago.
This past weekend.
Okay.
For me, because I'm the grocery store guy.
Right.
But I'm at risk, so I'm not going anywhere. I'm going here and home. That's pretty much it. My daughter did the shopping for me and found her way through.
And she bought a whole bunch of stuff that she's not going to use.
My other daughter, yes.
I'm sorry.
Other daughter, a couple of weeks ago,
right,
when this first came out, just stocked herself up with macaroni and cheese and SpaghettiOs and all these things that, you know, I suppose if a nuclear holocaust was coming, then we'd be okay.
Yeah.
Because we'd find a way to eat SpaghettiOs. Now she's like, oh, I got all this food I'm not going to eat.
Right.
Well, but
duh.
You need your reaction.
There you go.
And you should
Absolutely.
Just calmly go through this, leave enough for everybody, and we're going to make our way through this.
Right. Well, I think you're seeing now that even at the national level, they're suggesting that this is not the time to go grocery shopping. They've said that two or three times, and that's probably true. If you can get through the next couple of weeks, which is our high point for this whole problem, if we can get through that without going to the grocery store as often, or real quickly get in and out for something you really need to have, that's going to protect everybody going forward. But it doesn't mean that you have to absolutely stop it. It just means that you don't bring the family, you don't linger too long in the store, and you're just trying to have just what you need for a week at a time.
Right, and don't be afraid to be, even if you're not a list person. Try to put a list together and just stay focused. Just focus shopping. Boom, boom, boom.
All right, so I got to ask, are you stocked up, John? I mean, how do you shop? You're Mr. Grocery, so what do you do?
Well, I tell you, for me, I love grocery stores, so I linger a lot in the grocery stores.
I'm the same way, John. I enjoy my shopping.
I have to learn how to do it differently nowadays.
Yep. Yeah.
My wife, you know, she can't believe that I'm in another store in less than 15 minutes, where I usually take 2 hours to go through.
I had to acquiesce. I had to let my other daughter go shopping for me. And I'm like, as I'm making the list, I know where everything is, but now I have to be specific for her because she's has no idea
exactly
what I do every week, you know? So we're learning. We're on the curve.
We're there.
And, but again, it was smart of me to stay out. It was smart of her to be with a list. Boom, 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 in and out.
Now, absolutely.
Now, as I mean, you're our guy. You're an authority on the retail food industry. Are stores doing everything? I mean, I went to Market Basket in Warner, which is close to me, and now they're doing no more than 125 people in the store at any time. Like every other aisle or checkout thing is closed. Keep people away. They've got signs on the floor. Six blocks between you and the next. I mean, it seems like they're doing everything humanly possible, plus they're disinfecting the carts and doing everything. I mean, is there anything else that can be done, John?
Well, there's a lot that is out there, and what our guideline listed that they've been talking about recently, the governor talked about on Saturday about it, was that these are all voluntary recommendations. There's no mandates, but everyone is doing what they can do because there's one size doesn't fit all for all grocery stores. They're all different sizes, all different clientele coming in. And so we put out a list of numerous items that they can look at and do as many of those they can afford to do and have time to put together. And the larger stores, they certainly are doing a lot of those major items, spacing out at the checkout stands and the one-way aisles, that type of thing, is all coming through to fruition. And I think the only concern we got is that, again, we don't have, I think, a lot of the customers taking it really seriously. We do see that right now, one of the majors we see is that they're coming into the store with gloves and with masks. And, and the federal is talking about that that's probably a good thing to do right now, which it is. You know, we have no problem with that. The problem is that when they leave the store, they've got their groceries, they put the groceries in the car, and then they take the mask and the gloves and the wipes off, and they throw it on the ground.
That is making me nuts, John.
I saw so much
social media over the weekend.
So how do you tell people stop being jerks without being a jerk?
We've asked the stores to put it over the intercom, to put up some signs in the stores, just reminding them that that's not a sanitary way to dispose of some protective gear. The ideal thing would be that when you take it off, you either put it into a trash can. Don't put it in the plastic recycling barrel, but put it in the trash can at the store. Or better than that, even, is to take it home and dispose of it at home. But to leave it on the ground, that means that you might have a goodwill customer come by and said, oh, I should pick that up, not realizing that they may get contaminated by touching that glove or mask.
But more importantly, it's
the cashiers, it's the ones who will run out and get the carts and stuff. They have to clean that parking lot, and they're really, you're putting them at risk of the law.
Unbelievable.
So. I know. It's making me nuts.
Well, as this stuff evolves, John, are you on the front line? I mean, the governor and the emergency management folks touching base with you?
We are. We have our own emergency operations center just for the grocery store industry.
That's awesome.
Whether they're members of our association or not, everyone can participate in this, and we are, because we're doing this ourselves, we are in constant contact with Homeland Security and Department of Safety in getting their recommendations. And we talk to the governor probably at least once a week on a lot of these issues, too. And he's been a great help in getting the word out on what we're trying to accomplish.
Well, that's great.
Well, John, you're our guy. John Dume, President, CEO, New Hampshire Grocers. Anything shakes, John, you want to get info out to the people, pick up the phone, send me an email, and we'll make it happen for you.
Well, you've been great guys. Thank you so much for what you do for the industry and for the people.
Anytime, man. We're there for you.
Yes, we are.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
See ya. John Dume, President, CEO, New Hampshire Grocers. I mean,
we know the right people.
Yeah, you'll definitely hear from John again.
Yeah. So. Well, again, it's so hard that people need to be reminded of this stuff. But
who drops their gloves in the parking lot when they're done? Seriously?
People are just being selfish.
Come on, man.
But that's why grocery stores have had to put lines on the floor for those people that just aren't getting it.
God.
You know?
Unbelievable.
I know. It's nuts. That was infuriating me. I saw one that was specific, actually, because it was a New York license plate. Here's somebody that was at the Walmart in North Conway and then dropped their gloves and masks. Shame this person. Share this all over. Okay, relax. It's okay. Come on, people.
I hate these people, but I love these people.
Well,
because they make you and I look like upstanding citizens. So I like that.
I know. But we are. We're just, you know, wash your hands.
Yep.
Wear the mask. I've got a mask. We've got some homemade masks, so I'm not wearing one while I'm talking to you. But if I'm stopping anywhere on the way home, the mask is on.
I'm trying to find the Ronald Reagan mask.
Oh, okay. I want to put that. There.
What?
What's that? Point Break?
Yeah, yeah. I want to find. Yeah, I want to wear that into the store.
You know, all of us. That's why the lobbies for banks are closed right now.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't need anybody with masks.
Oh, Mr. President.
No,
what?
Just a deposit. Yeah,
yeah. Right. 9:45. No withdrawal. We'll be back right after this.